And I'm your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush along with Marie Chavez. And on the line right now, we have Dan Schultz, author of, this is a long one here, folks, Taking Back Your Government, The Neighborhood Precinct Committeeman Strategy.
Ooh.
Dan, how you doing today?
Good title.
I'm good. I actually have another book, which is longer.
Oh, let's hear it.
The book is longer and the title is longer. It's How to Get Into the Real Ball Game of Politics Where You Live to Help President Donald J. Trump Make America Great Again. And you can see that at my blog, precinctstrategy.com.
Precinctstrategy.com.
Can you spell precinct for me just for those people who are bad at spelling?
P-R-E-C-I-N-C-T.
Thank you. And I'm included in that member. So thank you.
So, Dan, are you out of Arizona?
Yeah, I live in Arizona.
Whereabouts?
I'm in Maricopa County. In Maricopa County.
Oh! Hey, before we get to your topic here, is it true that they are going to finally look at some ballots?
I really couldn't tell you. I believe it'll all be covered up somehow. I don't have any faith in what they're doing, but I hope I'm wrong.
Nah, I think you're probably right. Okay, tell us about taking over.
Okay. It's real simple. I learned it in seventh grade civics. My teacher told us, after he told us how to do it, at the end of the class, said, someday your country might be in a crisis politically, and now you know what to do. And here's what you have to do. Here's what we conservatives have to do. We conservatives have to take over the apparatus of the Republican Party. The apparatus of the Republican Party is peopled by people that are called precinct committeemen. In most states, it's precinct committeemen. In some states, it's central committee delegates, central committee members. In some states, it's precinct chairs. But the bottom line is...
Hey, really quick here, Dan, let me just Coloradoize it for you. Here, it's precinct leaders and district captains over them.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to look at that before, because at my site, I've got something for every state in the union. Okay. I was going to look at it, but I didn't have time. I wanted to brush up on Colorado because I've helped a lot of people in Colorado. Essentially, what we have to do is we have to fill up all these vacant slots. There's about 400,000 of these Republican slots in the Republican Party. About 200,000 are vacant. They're split between conservative Republicans and non-conservative Republicans. If we conservatives fill up the vacant 200,000 slots, the 50-50 split and the half-strength party gets transformed into a 75-25 split in favor of conservatives and a full-strength party. A full-strength party that can get out the vote better for good candidates in the primary to get more conservative Republicans winning the all-important, traditionally very low turnout primary elections. That's the goal.
Okay, now where do you get the numbers that it's basically half and half, say moderate to conservative right now?
Long time ago, Ken Blackwell ran for RNC chairman, and he surveyed all of the states in the union, and he got the numbers from the state chairs as best he could. It's an estimate. Here in Arizona, after our 2020 primary election, we only filled up 36.5%. That's the way it is. From what I can gather from people I know all around the country who are precinct committeemen, that's about it right now. It's probably less than 50%.
Hey, Dan,
on average.
Dan, really quick here. Is there somebody else in the line, or I'm hearing some noise in the background?
It's my son. I'm at a park with him. He's autistic. You're going to have to bear with that.
I will bear with that happily. By the way, tell him hi.
Yes, we say hi.
Okay, Dan, what are you going to do about, shall we say, some of the more entrenched ones? And I mean in the more, how do I put this? See, when I look at someone like Liz Cheney or Mitt Romney, I really don't care because I know they're gone, okay? They're going to get blown out in their primaries. All the polling is saying that. I look at Murkowski, she's gone, all right? But I look at some of the places where, let's say we have more of a blue state, blue districts, and so forth, where somebody who is a liberty guy like me probably would struggle to compete. What's your strategy there?
There, in some places, this isn't going to work because of demographics.
And
voter registration. It just won't work. You're right. In some places that are very blue, it's not going to work because the Republicans will never outnumber the Democrats. Flip side of that is, in some places where it's very, very red, you really don't really need this apparatus to get out the vote. But the reason you want to get in both places, the reason you want to get in there is because the people that you elect inside the party get elected by the precinct committeemen.
Right.
The more conservatives you have in the precinct committeemen ranks, even in the blue states, it's more likely that you'll get conservatives representing that state on the RNC. I know people on the RNC. I'm not going to give away any names. But they've told me about 80% of the RNC members in 2015 and 2016 and right up to the present are never Trumpers. We got to fix that.
Yeah, we do. I mean, can you explain for me?
There's only one way to do it.
Dan, can you explain for me how does a Liz Cheney happen? Okay, because you look at Wyoming, that's a conservative state. That's a red state. Mitt Romney, how does Mitt happen? And I'm not one of these people who says everybody in the party has to think just like me. It's not like that at all. But when I look at a strong red state, to have somebody who literally is campaigning for and supporting Joe Biden, I mean, Joe Biden, we're talking about somebody who's ushered in Marxism to a level that we have never seen in all of American history. And you've got people on our side actually helping that. I mean, how does that even happen in a red state?
The way it happens is that some of these people who claim to be really, really conservative, like Mitt Romney, what did he say? I'm severely conservative.
Yeah.
They lie. Have you ever heard of a guy named Jeff Flake?
Oh, of course.
John McCain.
Yeah, but John McCain, but Dan, with John McCain, we all saw it coming a mile away. We all knew this guy was totally, you know, purple.
The first Lincoln Day dinner I went to as a precinct committeeman, Jeff Flake spoke. I actually believed what he was shoveling. He sounded really, really conservative. Then we find out it was all a bunch of lies.
Yeah,
but yet the Republicans kept nominating him. And he'd win. Same thing with John McCain. You know, it's more likely that more better conservatives will run for office as conservatives if they have a greater likelihood of winning the primary. And the way to increase that for them is to get as many conservatives into these precinct committeeman slots and getting out the vote in that all-important primary that usually has turnout of like 25%. And that's what I do in my precinct, and that's what I teach people to do, how to get out the vote in the primary so the best real conservative wins the primary and goes on to the general.
Dan, I want to make sure I understood something you said earlier. You said there are a lot of vacant seats on these precinct committees. Why is that? Why are there so many vacancies?
Because they don't teach civics anymore in seventh grade like I was taught. It's not taught anymore.
I knew it was seventh grade.
Yeah. And so people don't know about it. If I had a nickel for everybody who said to me at a Tea Party rally, what's a precinct committeeman? I'd be rich. Nobody knows how to do this stuff. So that's why I created my blog where I put all the information. That's why I wrote my book. And that's why I'm talking to you on the radio.
And
I'm not going to let my kids live under socialism.
Well, good. Because that would be really bad for your kid.
I'm glad you're educating us about this, Dan. We know what precinct committees are now, thanks to you.
Yes, we do. And, you know, I've been a vice chair, so I've actually been there. But, you know, I look at all these countries that are run by socialism and all the people there are fleeing for here. So, yeah, I don't want to go down that road. And I really like what you're doing here. I like the fact that you're talking about a grassroots at the bottom approach, and you're seeing a real vulnerability here. Sorry to say that. The precinct, I mean, these chairs are not filled, and you've got such an opening in these caucuses that you can go in and grab some power. I hate to use it that way, but it is power that you're trying to grab.
And Dan, I want to make sure people understand. So what are the qualifications? Like, could one of our listeners just run for office and become a precinct chair? Or what does it take?
Well, in Andy, you said you're a former vice chair. I can't remember. Do you guys have caucuses or do you run in the primary?
We have a little of each. I won't bore you with all the...
It's a convoluted
system, but that's
okay.
Yeah,
it's different in every state.
Right.
So, but essentially what we have to do here in Arizona, for example, is we do it through a primary election. So I have to get 10 signatures. One of them can be mine. No more than 10. And you get a call sheet and a walking sheet, and you go knock, and it'll tell you, these are the houses with Republicans in them. So I go knock on the door. It's the first time I did it, 45 minutes. I had my signatures.
Wow.
I took my kids along for a civics lesson. Then you get on the primary ballot, and you usually win by default because there's fewer candidates or an equal number of candidates to this number of slots. 98% of our precincts had uncontested elections for Republican precinct committee members. So nobody sees the ballot, because if the way it works in Arizona, if it's uncontested, they don't print a ballot. They pass a statute saying we don't have to spend money on ballots.
Okay.
So that's how you do it. You run, and you get elected by default usually because there's so many vacancies.
Okay. Hey, Dan, really quick here before we let you go, we have a caller from Cheyenne. John from Cheyenne. You wanted to mention Liz Cheney.
Yeah, I was going to let you know, coming up, I've got a prediction. Same thing happened with Mark Gordon. A lot of these Democrats in the state of Wyoming don't care to vote in their primary because it's always the same horse. But they switch over to Republican and vote into
right.
the Republican primary. Then they'll add in a third or fourth candidate to dilute the vote. Mark Gordon won with 40% of the votes. And Liz Cheney's already got three people running to dilute the votes, and the Democrats are going to switch over and stuff. So there's a good chance that Liz Cheney's going to win because of the Democrats' craftiness.
I'm going to predict right now, John, that this time she doesn't. She's polling and I understand that, by the way, you have just explained the strategy perfectly. That's exactly what they do. The people like Liz Cheney get several others to run to dilute the vote. I think pretty much everybody's going to line up behind one candidate and get her out because they are motivated up there. I have never seen Wyoming voters, Republicans, this motivated.
Yeah, it's just people need to wake up. The voting machines are corrupt, and the other side is real crafty. That's all I got to say.
All right. Thanks so much, John. Call back. And Dan, please give your contact website information before you head off here.
Thanks. PrecinctStrategy.com, PrecinctStrategy.com, I've got something for every state, interviews with me on Steve Bannon's War Room, other videos that teach you how to do stuff. There's a lot there, and you can also order my book there.
Fantastic, Dan. Thanks so much, and we'll have you back, okay?
Thanks, Dan.
Hey, thank you.
You
really
bet.
Appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a good one. Okay, folks, next up is Extreme Auto Repair. Okay, I get it. You know your auto shop. You've been going there for years. I mean, this is the way it is, right? You get comfortable going to one auto shop over
and you
over.
Just pick the one next to your house.
Right. And you figure that they always give you breaks and discounts because they claim they do. They claim everything that they fix is something that you need. And they say, hey, I got you some money off in this. Got you some money off in that. Folks, how about just once? You get a second opinion.
Maybe it's time for a second opinion.
Yes, just once. These come free at Extreme Auto with no pressure, and you'll probably find out they're a better deal. So call Extreme at 303-841-1071 or find them at klzradio.com. All right, Franktown Firearms. Hey, you've been putting off buying a gun. You're always too busy. Well, now we have leaders wanting you to take that from you, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Yes, we do. So it's time, folks. No more delay. Go to Franktown Firearms and get $50 off your initiation fee. And better yet, get treated like the free American you were born to be. Go to klzradio.com or call Franktown at 720-770-7777.
You will remember the people who treated you well during nationwide shortages. Franktown Firearms keeps their prices fair and shelves as full as possible, because they value long-term client relationships. The team at Franktown Firearms has clients, not customers. Customers come in numbers with dollar values attached. Clients have names. Clients come back again and again because they feel respected. Because they've developed a reputation for reliability among their suppliers, Franktown Firearms has a more consistent selection of guns and ammo available, which allows them to keep their prices at or below MSRP. They continue to offer reasonable prices because they don't just want you to buy a gun. They want you to come back for training, sign up for a membership, practice on the range, and develop confidence with your firearm. Franktown Firearms, where students become friends. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown for specific pricing on guns and ammo.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush along with Marie Chavez. And now on the line, we have someone I've been wanting to talk to for a while. It's Priscilla Ron, who is the Colorado GOP vice chair. Priscilla, how you doing?
I'm great, Andy. How are you?
I am doing awesome. We're friends on Facebook, so this was pretty easy. I've always enjoyed your posts. Do me a favor. Give me a little bit of perspective into the Colorado GOP. You guys are coming into a situation where, let's face it, you're in a blue state, you've been getting clobbered, and your base is severely divided. What do you do?
Pop quiz, what do you do? Well, it's not just one thing. There are many, many things that we are planning to do, and we have a lot of fired up Republicans and unaffiliateds actually in our state who have not been happy with the leadership, not just in general about the Republican Party, but the leadership in our state as far as our governor and our legislators. And, you know, they've woken up, they're active, they're ready to go. And so one of the things that we're focusing on, to your point, is uniting our party. And, you know, that can be challenging because as Republicans, we tend to be very independently minded, right?
Right.
But there is something that does unite us all, and that is the concept of liberty. And that's what we're focusing on. That is something we can all get behind, and now's the time, and we are working really, really hard.
Yeah, I always say with the party of choice, I want to control my own life, not yours. And that is what separates me from the left.
Absolutely. Nobody wants to be controlled, but we are in a situation where there's a lot of tyranny happening from Governor Polis all the way down. And, you know, we are outnumbered at the state capitol. And I feel for our Republican legislators because they're trying really hard to do what they can, pushing through amendments and trying to get certain bills that are really bad for Coloradans off the table, and we need to support them. And one of the ways we're going to support them is to get more Republicans elected in 2022.
Priscilla, do you see a real opening with what Jared Polis has done with our state? And what I mean is this, he has been smothering. I have never seen such oppressive leadership in Colorado. Everywhere you go, they made restaurants take far too long to open up. They make it just impossible for you to do virtually anything if you want to advance a business. We, the voters, said no to shutting down oil and gas, and they said yes to it. We, the voters, said no to a public option, by the way, by a 4-to-1 margin, and yet they're trying to push that through. It seems like anything we want, they don't care.
Well, yes, absolutely. He's vulnerable next year because we are not going to forget what it feels like to have some of our favorite businesses permanently shut down. These people who have given generations to the state, their heart, their blood, sweat, and tears to contribute to the economy of Colorado will not forget. It's done. The damage has been done. And it's amazing that we have policymakers who are ignoring the voices of we the people in the state of Colorado. And it's going to be evident when we go to the ballot box.
Priscilla, it's incredible how in a state where we have always boomed economically, Colorado is always in a boom, right? Because you have all this new money pouring in from out of state, constantly coming in from the West Coast, people moving here with big money, buying houses, and that money just multiplies out. And yet, in a nation where every state was having to deal with COVID, our governor drove us from number 6 in unemployment all the way down to number 35 in 1 year. That's how bad he handled this. That is I wouldn't have even thought that that was possible to mishandle an economy that badly.
Well, I mean, it's possible when you're out of touch with the people. It's possible when you're a multimillionaire and you can pay and you don't have to listen to even your own Democrat party. This is what happens when you have the kind of money and power to wield over everyday people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to attack oil and gas in Colorado and to attack cattlemen's industry just is more evidence of how our governor is out of touch with Colorado.
Priscilla, I want to talk about what you said a moment ago about uniting the Republican Party. And I love how you said what unites us. And it's that concept of liberty. I mean, on the one hand, yes, we can be united in our hatred of Polis, but also on the positive side, how in everyday conversations with unaffiliated and Republican friends and family members, how can we cut through the noise and the distraction of what divides us and focus on that love of liberty?
So this is where I leverage my experience as a public educator. I ask a lot of questions. And when I'm talking with somebody, I say, you know, what's important to you? What are you talking about? What are you thinking about? What do you think about whatever the issue is? What do you think about health care? What do you think about your kids not going to school and getting the high-quality, rigorous education that other states are getting? What do you think about the kids, even in our state, who are in private schools or charter schools, who have been in person all year long and now have an advantage over kids in city schools like Denver? You know, and just get them talking about what they're thinking and help them process through these situations and get to the heart of their values, because what we need to start doing as voters is voting our values. So I value children. I value parent choice. I value school choice. I'm not going to defend a government agency that has created the disparities that we're trying to fight against. We need to have solutions. And the Republican Party needs to have those solutions. And so what we need to do in our everyday life when we're talking with coworkers, our neighbors, is say, hey, have you ever thought about using your voice, whether it be on an HOA or getting appointed to a commission? We want people, everyday people who are paying attention and care, to get on decision-making boards and start to impact our state and turn this Titanic back to a place where we can all live in liberty and freedom and choice.
You know, Priscilla, what about anger and rage? And here's what I mean. I know that we want Republicans throughout the state of Colorado to reach those around them in their communities and their families. However, we are talking about people who have had their liberties taken away more and more and more and more and more over the last couple decades. They're angry, and angry people can't sell. People who don't want to listen to angry people, they look at liberty people, you know, the liberty movement, people like me, and they see anger, they see rage, and because of that, they don't want to listen. In fact, they just tune you out.
That's a great point. I don't want to listen to someone screaming at me and angry and name calling. And I do think that
yeah, Marie, lower your voice.
I'm sorry about all the yelling, Andy.
I apologize. Well, it's gotten out of hand. I didn't want to say anything, but now that Priscilla brings it up.
Can we still be friends because we care about liberty?
We can.
Okay, just checking.
Anyway, Priscilla, go ahead. Sorry.
Andy, you guys are great. Yeah, I mean, definitely there's a way to talk to people. I'm a Christian, and so there's a scripture that talks about a soft answer turns away wrath. And so the way that we talk with one another is like, yeah, I understand you're angry. I understand your emotions. Okay, what are the solutions? What can we do? How can you channel that and leverage how you're feeling and how you've been impacted by these policies and legislation and make a difference? And so it could be something as small as writing a letter or calling your legislator or testifying or organizing a small meeting with a group of people. Like, there's so many things that we can do to change this. We need to understand that we, the people, have the power. The way government is supposed to work is that it's supposed to be limited power of government. When we're asleep and we don't pay attention and we think, oh, well, it's politics and politics stresses me out and I don't want to talk about it, well, that's when someone else starts to make the decisions for you and their voice starts to become preeminent. So I think it's time for us to channel our emotions and be less emotional, because that's what the left does. That's what they thrive on, is emotion. We need to have reason and we need to have real solutions.
All right, Priscilla Ron, how can people reach you and complain at 2 a.m.?
Well, you can email me at priscilla@cologop.org. And that our emails are on the Colorado GOP website, if your listeners didn't write that down.
Fantastic. Got a lot more to talk about. Can we hold you over the break?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, we'll be right back. But first, Roof Max. Dave Hart at Roof Max, he did roof repair for years and years and years, and he saw how roofs could have lasted far longer at a lower price with treatment. Now he's developed that treatment for you. To add 5, 10, even 15 years of life to your roof, call Dave at 303-710-6916 or find him on klzradio.com.
Save your roof with RoofMax. Avoid a total roof replacement with roof rejuvenation. Dave Hart with RoofMax in South Aurora will spray a revolutionary soy-based product onto your roof that rejuvenates your shingles, meaning they become less brittle and more pliable. So when a hailstorm hits, your shingles have a better chance of bending instead of cracking or denting. Think about a rubber tire versus a piece of glass. Because this unique, all-natural product only soaks into the asphalt, it won't stain your gutters, and it won't change the color of your roof. In fact, it'll brighten up the color and leave it looking like new. You'll save yourself the cost of your insurance deductible, the hassle of making an insurance claim, and avoid the risk of your premiums going up sooner. Plus, you won't have to deal with the time and mess of a total roof replacement. RoofMax in South Aurora will rejuvenate your roof in a couple of hours. Call Dave Hart now at 303-710-6916. That's 303-710-6916.
Affordable Interest Mortgage with Kurt Rogers. Take some of the equity in your house, turn it into cash, and Kurt can often do it without increasing the cash flow you're paying out. Just call Kurt Rogers at 720-895-0500 or go to aimortgage.net. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
This happens to me far more than I think it should. Hi, this is Richard Beatty, KLZ 560. I will find a word that applies and form an acrostic that becomes a teachable moment. Today's word, boys and girls, is track. Think of it. I invest in Fitbit to track my steps, calories burned, duration, and miles. I track my money and investments, and I track my projects and my progress. I track my thoughts, responsibilities, and my actions, my creative ideas, and my knowledge. T-R-A-C-K. Integrity is the connective tissue between who I am at home, through my work, and in my community. Are you tracking? Track where you go online. klzradio.com/accountable.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, Andy Pate, standing in for John Rush. Marie Chavez is with me, and on the line right now we have the Colorado GOP Vice Chair, Priscilla Ron. Priscilla, really quick, before we move on, what's it like working under a chair who was the Vice Chair last time? I mean, is she able to give you a lot of pointers?
She is amazing. Christy Burton Brown, man, she is smart. She's vivacious. She's energetic. She's creative.
Really nice, too, by the way.
It is super sweet, but not too sweet, right? So, you know, I don't want people to
think. Not weak.
Not weak at all. And she's got great ideas, and she's a great leader, and she's allowing me the freedom to be creative as well because I bring different strengths to the table. So it's amazing because, you know, she has her philosophy as well, having been vice chair. And so I think that's one of the reasons why she's allowing me to have a little bit more freedom, because she understands that I have different strengths that I bring.
Priscilla, I've been a county vice chair, and I kind of know a little bit of the role at the county level. What are they having you do? Are you running a lot of the nuts and bolts of the operation, or are you working on projects? What are you doing to get the word out?
So I'm in charge of two special projects. One is candidate support, and the other one is community relations. So those are the strengths that I bring. Having been a candidate last year, I ran for CU Region in CD6, And although I didn't win my primary, I continue to stay involved and help other candidates. And I've learned a lot about the process, and I met so many amazing candidates who were successful in their races. And I realized where there were some blind spots in state party as far as supporting candidates. Now, we cannot, as state party officials, endorse or support any individual candidates during a but what we can do is equip and support and make sure that our candidates are ready, that they have all of the basics in place so that they can worry about being a candidate.
Yeah, when I was in that position, I never endorsed anyone, period, not in a primary, because I don't want to pit them against each other. I'm just there to support them. I'm there to serve them, not to choose them.
Absolutely. We want to support all of our candidates. It's a democracy. We want everybody to feel empowered to run and to express their voice. We have many candidate schools that are helping people to find the right place for them to run. We have some people that have specialties in different areas. And so we're just helping people find the right place for them. And, certain positions require a certain amount of time. So it really just also depends on how much time you have to a certain office that you're running for. So we've got a plan in place, and we've been working really, really hard.
Well, good for you, Priscilla. And you mentioned part of your job is, community relations? Is that what you said?
Uh-huh.
So,
yes.
I have a question for you on that, because it seems to me that somehow the left has declared themselves to be the side that cares about people and has compassion and empathy and love, and conservatives are the meanies. So how do we change that in our communities?
Sure. We need to talk about what that looks like. I can say all day long that I care about you, but really care and love looks a certain way. Mm. And the left has said they cared about the minority community for years. I mean, since the 60s. But what do they have to show for it after all these years? More single-parent families, more people on welfare. I mean, we have more children who have social-emotional trauma, and they need support. Like, our communities are not better off under the policies that, we're aborting more black babies in New York City than there are being birthed. And we need to look at some of the things that the Democrats are saying under this guise of we care about you, when we are not prospering as a minority community in general.
Hey, Priscilla, let me jump in here. Is there some way to train our people simply to get this message out? Everywhere, things are the worst in America. Democrats are in charge. Okay, everywhere where all the shootings and killings and all these things are happening, and burnings and all this stuff, it's always where Democrats are 100% running the show. And, I thought Donald Trump had some good messaging at times. I really liked the idea of make America great again. That was neat. But I think maybe the best line he ever said was to the black community, where he said, "What have you got to lose?"
Absolutely. I think it's twofold. It's partially to blame when you look at what the left has done as far as policies. But for us as Republicans, we need to get out of our silo. I say when I go to Republican meetings and clubs, hey, this is great for us to recharge when we're talking together and we're listening to each other, but you need to go out at some point this week and talk to someone who's not a Republican. Talk to someone who's not a conservative. Go to where other people are. Go visit a church. Go sit in on the NAACP meetings. Go to a teacher's meeting. Like, get out of the silo and listen to what people are talking about. And especially, we're fortunate here in the metro area where we can go into Aurora and meet people who are, immigrants and refugees who are escaping socialist countries or oppressive countries, and listen to them and say, you know what, we need your voice. So there are a lot of things we can do as Republicans to change the narrative, and we need to start leading in that conversation.
Okay, let's get a little dry and boring here. Would you get dry and boring with me? Okay, I want to talk organization. Okay, what are you guys going to do just with the organization throughout Colorado, so that all the people at the lowest end of the echelon, the precinct leaders and their volunteers, that they feel heard, that they feel engaged? How can we have the communication throughout the entire system so that the party starts to work as one again?
So Christy has a wonderful plan that she's going to be sharing with the party, the contract with Colorado, and also she has regular meeting times with county executive members and our different congressional district leaders. So our plan is to have regular meetings, and we have different committees. So it's going to be less top-down, and it's going to be more, hey, what's your strength? We want you in charge of this committee, whether it is outreach, whether it is election and integrity, whether it is campaigns. There are several different committees where people who are passionate about these issues are going to be able to organize. And so I think that's going to be the way that we make sure that we're communicating and listening to all 64 counties.
John Rush says all the time, the difference between a leader and a manager is whether you empower people or control people. It sounds like you're empowering the lower level people. So that sounds like a good plan to me.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. You know, because the higher up you go, and this is what happens when we look at policymakers in D.C. and CEOs of companies, a lot of times they're so far removed from the everyday person, the worker, and they don't know how to lead. And so that's why it's really crucial that we turn around our legislators, that we I believe in term limits. I think it's healthy, and that we have, like you said, people who are quote-unquote leading from the top but are more partners and facilitating conversations so that everybody has a piece of the pie.
Priscilla, before we let you go, is there some way that the party can get the word out? And by the way, I know this is really hard because the other side owns the media. They own entertainment. They own sports. They own the corporations. They own everything. And here in Colorado, it's so hard for you to get the word out. So when I say that, I just want you to know I understand the difficulty. But is there some way to get the word out about the results of how COVID has been handled by different states? The Republican states have thrived by comparison with their hiring numbers. They haven't done any worse in COVID deaths. Okay, COVID deaths have been the worst in Democrat states. The unemployment has soared the highest in Democrat states. The more lockdowns, the worse it's gone. Is there some way that we can get the word out and help people to understand you have been mishandled?
Sure, there are a couple of different ways. The most practical way is to ask people to donate to the party so that we can have a robust marketing plan.
It takes money.
Get the word out. It takes money. And we're going to work on rebuilding that trust with Coloradans to say, hey, when you donate to the party, it's going to be used effectively. The other thing I would ask conservatives to do is don't leave social media. Don't leave Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, because that's where, you know, the common everyday people are. It's where the platform is, and you have a voice there. And so I wouldn't encourage people to get into, quote unquote, like Facebook wars with people, but just educate, share videos, share articles, ask questions, and engage with people and have them talk with you about solutions for the problems that we have in our state. And then the last thing I would encourage people to do is to realize that there are so many opportunities in even our municipality where people can get involved, whether it's the library board or the arts board or get appointed to a commission or run for some city council, school board. There are places that people can get involved to start to change the narrative. And so I just want to encourage people, you don't have to run for Senate or president in order to make an impact. You can make an impact in your local area.
Okay. And last thing. So if they have a passion, if somebody out there right now is listening and they say, I got a passion, but I'm confused. I need leadership. I need someone to guide me. Can they contact the Colorado GOP and be walked through the process?
Absolutely. We are going to hold everybody's hand. We're going to empower you. We want you. We have open arms. Everybody's welcome into the Colorado GOP. And we want you guys to contact us at info@cologop.org. And you can find that on our website.
All right. Priscilla Ron, Colorado GOP vice chair. And she has a real chair. She has a real leader over her, unlike our vice president, who's actually running the show in Washington. So you get to work with somebody really competent in Christy Burton Brown. Say hi for us, by the way. And Priscilla, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Priscilla.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Are you just a second here? I got to get organized. Let's go to break.
You need your clipboard there, Andy.
I need my clipboard. You know, without my clipboard, I am lost.
Okay. It's like me with my GPS when I'm driving.
When we come back, I'm going to give you some numbers that'll shock you. Are you ready?
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. But first, Gino's Auto. You know, every auto service place has friends put good reviews online. You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
You go on there and you see these things and you know it's from the guy's mom who put all these on there. But at Gino's Auto Service in Littleton, it's not a few friends. It's an avalanche. Serious.
Look they have a very good reputation.
Oh, my gosh. I have never gone online to an auto service place and seen these kinds of reviews. Guys, you got to look at them. People just can't say enough about the honesty, the quality work that they get at Gino's. So call Gino's. That's Gino's with a J at 303-794-6700. Or you can find them at ginosautoservice.com.
For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Gino's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa gift card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Gino's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. And Gino's continues to service Leary's automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when you're ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment and be sure to check out all their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in today or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
A reverse mortgage with Bruce Simmons puts more money in your pocket. One of the common misconceptions Bruce hears about reverse mortgages is that they're too expensive. But here in the Front Range, chances are good your property value will keep going up even after you get the loan, which means your overall equity may actually increase over time instead of shrinking. Plus, you get the benefit of using a portion of your home's value now instead of waiting until you sell the house. Best of all, FHA reverse mortgages are non-recourse loans, which means they're guaranteed by the government. So no matter what happens to the housing market, as long as you keep paying taxes and insurance, you can never lose the house or pass on debt to your heirs beyond the value of the home. A reverse mortgage puts more money in your pocket. Ask Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise. NMLS number 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Get your auto body work and mechanical repairs done at the same place. Most people have one shop for auto body work and another for mechanical repairs and maintenance. But Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop can handle both. Al and Jamie Sturm are constantly looking for new ways to provide better, more convenient service for their customers because they're driven by one simple goal, to help more people. At A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City, they do their best to handle everything in-house so you don't need to be relying on the dealers to get your vehicle back. Bring your vehicle into A Good Shop for auto body work, and they'll take care of your struts, brakes, and alignment at the same time. Auto body and mechanical work, all under one roof. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Marianne with Brightview Landscaping Services said, "I would just like to say that we really enjoy working with BES. If I need a toner, I just make a call and they send it out right away. If we have any issues with our equipment, which we rarely do, they come out right away and our copier that we lease works very well. I would highly recommend this company to any business that's interested in having great customer service and equipment that works great. If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush, along with Marie Chavez. And Marie, you want to talk some numbers?
I would love to hear the actual facts instead of just people's emotions. Wouldn't that be refreshing?
Well, yes. And I got to be honest, I've given these numbers online before. I've given them on air before. And they are so shocking, so stunning that when you tell people these numbers, they think you're being a white supremacist.
Uh-oh.
Okay. No, I'm serious. I've been accused of racism just for giving the numbers.
So let's lay the foundation of where you got the numbers so we can back ourselves up.
Yeah, I will. I will.
Great.
The numbers come from the FBI.
I feel like we could trust them.
Yeah, they're straight from the FBI tracks killings.
Okay. I would hope if we can trust anyone, we could trust the FBI with these numbers.
Yes. Well, in fact, these numbers don't come from the Trump era. I specifically stayed away from that era. Why? Because people would maybe say, well, you know, Trump was in charge. He massaged the data.
No. Questionable source. Right.
Yeah. These actually come from the Obama era FBI, which, as we know, that FBI went on to surveil Trump.
Right.
In many ways. This is a hard left wing FBI.
Okay.
Okay. And one last thing I want to couch this in. I'm not saying black people are more violent. They're not. All people are exactly the same. But if you take any group, and you tell that group their rage is justified, because all groups have rage. All people have rage. Okay, it's just part of sin.
Mm-hmm.
If you take any group and you tell them for decades, your rage is justified. The cops are hunting you.
Mm.
White people hate you. They're holding you down. Anything that any one time something happens bad to your group, that's indicative of how those people wish they could do it all the time. When you bathe any group in those kinds of messages, you're going to unleash the worst elements of that group.
Well, because that breeds so much fear.
And
I mean,
hate.
Imagine if you really believed those things, the cops are hunting me, I'm going to be, you know, shot for no reason. That would be a terrifying way to live.
It would be terrifying. Okay, got just a few minutes here, so let me just jump right in. I take these numbers from 2010 through 2014, so we're talking 5 years.
Okay.
It's not isolated. During that time in America, white people killed 980 black people. All right. Now, white people were 62.2% of the population over that time, roughly. Okay. And yet all those people, all those millions, I mean, we're talking what? Nearly 200 million people,
mm-hmm,
only killed 980 black people in the course of 5 year period.
Okay.
During that same time, black Americans comprised only 13.2% of the population. And that tiny group killed, 2,181 white people.
White people?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm just talking, I'm not talking about black on black, white on white. I'm talking black on white versus white on black.
So racially motivated, potentially.
Yeah. Or just the fact that this color killed that color. A lot of times, it has nothing to do with motivation.
Right, it might not.
It's a robbery. It's a whatever,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
But this idea that, you know, this idea that white supremacists are out there and they're dangerous and they're killing. By the way, I'm sure there are some and they are dangerous. You know, they're sick people.
Yeah.
Okay. But they've literally shut down the Capitol with cages and, you know, fences and all this kind of stuff to protect them from supposedly the dangerous white people.
Mm-hmm.
When you do the numbers, as I just showed you, when such a small group kills over 2,000 and such a large group kills under 1,000 in the same amount of time, you're probably wondering, well, how much more likely are they to kill? Here it is. During that 5 year period, the average black person in America was 948% more likely to kill a white person than the other way around. Now, if you're 100% more likely to do something, that means you're twice as likely. So what this means is the average black person in America over a 5 year period was over 10 times as likely to kill a white person as the average white person was to kill a black person.
Now, these aren't numbers about cops. These are just people in general.
It includes cops. It's just all people.
Okay.
Right. And so this idea that they are being hunted. Total nuts. And by the way, when you see those numbers, you realize that cops are going to have to engage with black people at a much higher rate, obviously, because their leaders have inflamed them. They are committing that many more killings. And so cops are going to have to interact with them much more. Now, when cops interact with a white person or a black person, did you know the cops are about roughly 20-25% more likely to shoot the white person as a black person? But they interact with black people at a much higher rate, which is not surprising with the numbers I just read you.
So is that, sometimes I hesitate to talk about these issues because I don't know what it's like, you know, but is that a narrative that's going on that white people are just out to kill black people? I haven't.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They're basically saying that white people hate black people, that white cops are hunting black people, and all this is going on.
Okay.
I just gave you the numbers. It is, if anything, if those numbers were reversed, we would be being told right now that white people everywhere are simply trying to kill black people. Okay, ready to go to break? Let's do it. That's it for hour number two, folks. In the next hour, we're going to talk to Kurt Rogers with the Monday Mortgage Minute and then Annalisa Pisek about a California restaurant. You're going to want to hear this. Let's take a time out. We'll be right back on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.